KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, a few games left to play last night in boys and girls basketball. Some games regularly scheduled, some were postponed. In boys hoops last night in 4A sub-state quarterfinal round play, Lewis Central, a winner as they advanced 72-49 over Sioux City North. Also in girls basketball, there were some regional championship games last night. Among them, in 2A, West Sioux defeated IKM Manning 58-54. Girls basketball tournament pairings now are all set for next week in Des Moines after all those other regional finals that were postponed were played last night. The Class 5A portion of the tournament will get things underway on Monday, and then they'll move into the Class 4A portion as Lewis Central will play on Tuesday morning at 10 o'clock in a first-round game in 4A. They're the number 2 seed. They'll face off against 7th-seeded Lamars in the opening round of that tourney in 4A. In 3A, tournament action will continue through the day Tuesday with number 7 seed Red Oak facing off against 2nd seeded Sioux Center in a 5 p.m. game on Tuesday. Also on Tuesday, they'll get the 2A portion of the tournament started with top seeded Trainer facing West Sioux in a 6:45 p.m. game next Tuesday. Then next Wednesday at Class 2A, second seeded Panorama will face off against North Union. That game will be on Wednesday, February 28th at 11:45 a.m. Then they'll transition into the 1A portion of the tournament on Wednesday. Those will be the final first-round games that will be played. Among them, Exira EHK is the 4th seed in the 1A tournament, as the Spartans will face off against 5th-seeded AGWSR. That's a game that's scheduled to tip at 3:15 next Wednesday afternoon. That's a game we hope to have for you here on the radio next week. Well, Iowa could not overcome a horrendous start, and they lost at Minnesota 86-82 last night. The Gophers jumped out huge on the Hawkeyes as they were up 22-2 at the outset.
They were physical at the start of the game. They got us back on our heels a little bit, and I thought we got a little tentative. I thought we started forcing it a little bit. But from that point forward, I thought our ball movement, our transition game, our defense, our rebounding, or, you know, getting to the free throw line, we got to the double bonus in the second half. Again, the only thing disappointing about the second half is, you know, we missed 8 free throws.
Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey there. Isaiah Moss had a career-high 32 points to lead the Hawkeyes.
When he's playing with confidence, he's hard to stop because he moves without it. He can finish. He's got a pull-up game, and he's got a three-point game. And that's what makes them really, really hard to guard.
That loss was the 6th in a row for the Hawkeyes, who fall to 3-14 in Big Ten Conference play. TCU made 16 of 19 two-point shots in the second half as they beat Iowa State 89-83 in Hilton Coliseum last night. The Horned Frogs connected on 58% for the game.
I thought the first half, when we got set, we were okay. You know, too many easy baskets, though, in transition really killed us. And then the second half, you know, it just... when we get on that other end of the floor, man, we just get so spread out. You know, we just get so spread out, hugging our men. And, you know, I mean, you could go zone, but at some point, like, we've got to establish an identity defensively, and we've got to get that done.
That's ISU coach Steve Prohme, who says the Cyclones struggled guarding the dribble.
We just got spread out. Pick and roll defense, you know, was not very good. At times it was. At times we guarded the ball, but you know, just too many easy baskets again.
Iowa State played with only 7 players dressed, and they got to within 1 on several occasions down the stretch.
I thought we'd score plenty, and we did. The problem is when they started scoring and we needed to score, I thought we missed some easy ones that you need to finish, and then at times just the shot selection or the pace wasn't very good. And that's just that. Those are areas that we just... you got to continue to build on and grow from.
Donovan Jackson led the Cyclones with 27 points as they fall to 4-11 now in Big 12 conference play. Keyshawn Evans and William Tinsley each drilled 3-pointers in overtime, and Illinois State held on to beat Drake 89-81 in the Redbirds' home Missouri Valley Conference finale last night. That victory pulls Illinois State into a tie with Drake for 3rd place in the Missouri Valley standings with 1 game left to play. Those two teams split their season series. Malik Yarbrough tied the game with 19 seconds left in regulation on a layup to make it 69-all, and Illinois State outscored the Bulldogs 20-12 in the overtime period. Reed Timmer scored 26 points to lead Drake, with Graham Woodward adding 16. Drake's now 16-14 overall, 10-7 in Valley play. In top 25 men's college hoops last night, number one Virginia beat Georgia Tech 65-54. Third-rated Villanova over DePaul 93-62. Fourth-ranked Xavier beat Georgetown 89-77. Fifth-rated Duke over Louisville 82-56. Oklahoma State beat number seven Texas Tech 79-71. Number 10, North Carolina over Syracuse, 78-74. 12th-ranked Auburn beat Alabama, 90-71. 13th-ranked Wichita State over Tulane, 93-86. Virginia Tech beat 15th-ranked Clemson, 65-58. 17th-rated Michigan over Penn State, 72-63. 19th-rated Tennessee over Florida, 62-57. And number 20, Nevada beat San Jose State, 80-67. The Iowa Hawkeye women outscored Rutgers 18-8 in overtime to post their sixth straight victory with a 77-67 win. Kathleen Doyle's three-pointer sent the game into overtime as the Hawkeyes erased a nine-point deficit.
You're on the road. You're down nine with 3 minutes left, and you force overtime. You know, Kathleen hits that clutch three. We hang on. You know, that fourth quarter in overtime was absolutely amazing.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. Iowa took command with a 9-0 run in the extra session as they improved to 10-5 in the Big Ten, 22-6 overall. Megan Gustafson continues to shine with 27 points and 14 rebounds, and she broke Iowa's single-season record in both of those categories with that performance last night. In baseball news, Colby Rasmus has signed a minor league contract with the Orioles 7 months after the 31-year-old outfielder walked away from the game. The 31-year-old Rasmus was with Tampa Bay in mid-July when the Rays said he was going to step away from baseball. He was hitting .281 with 9 homers and 23 RBIs in 37 games for the Rays when he left the team. The Orioles also finalized their one-year, $3 million contract with Chris Tillman, a deal that includes performance bonuses for the pitcher. Outfielder Cameron Maben has signed a one-year contract with the Marlins, rejoining the team he played for in 2008 through 2010. The Pirates have signed free agent outfielder Michael Saunders to a minor league contract and invited him to Major League spring training camp. Also, the Indians agreed to a minor league contract with free agent reliever Carlos Torres. The Giants say Hall of Famer Orlando Cepeda remains hospitalized in critical condition after a cardiac incident. The seven-time All-Star played in three World Series and won both the 1958 National League Rookie of the Year and the 1967 National League Most Valuable Player honors. The NBA has fined outspoken Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban $600,000 for comments about tanking during a podcast with Hall of Famer Julius Irving. Commissioner Adam Silver said the fine was for public statements detrimental to the NBA. The podcast with Irving was posted Sunday, the day the All-Star game was played in Los Angeles. Cuban said that he met recently with some of his players and told them, "Losing is our best option." Meanwhile, the Mavericks have hired outside counsel to investigate allegations of inappropriate conduct by former team president Terdema Yousry. The allegations were made public in a Sports Illustrated report that described a hostile workplace for women. Yousry was accused of making sexually suggestive remarks to several women while with the team from 1997 to 2015. The report said team website reporter Earl Sneed was twice accused of domestic assault while working for the Mavericks, including a guilty plea in a case that was dismissed when he met the conditions of the agreement. That's a look at sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.